Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video on my channel. I really appreciate all your support and love and comments. I'm really, really grateful. And I'm guessing a lot of you are getting ready for the New Year's. Perhaps you're going to a party, or maybe not. Or you're getting ready to hang out with family or friends. Whatever you do, I hope you stay safe. I hope that you don't drink and drive. That you know you have fun, and then whenever you feel your battery is getting low, I hope that you'll take the time to either retreat into a bathroom or into your bedroom and recharge yourself before you go out again into the social world. But that's not what I wanted to talk about today. I thought I'd keep the topic really light and airy, and something that I'm sure you've thought about previously, but maybe you've never actually articulated like this. I know I don't really usually think about this. But I read a meme recently that was articulating this idea, and I thought that's so brilliant because it's so right. And it's the idea that an INFJ is going to seem extremely boring to anyone who they're not comfortable with. So in a lot of cases, when we do go out and we're social with people that we don't know, in a new group setting, perhaps with a new group of people that we're trying to get to know, but we don't know if we can trust them yet, if they're people that are part of a circle that we want to be part of, or maybe they're friends with friends, maybe they're people who our family knows but we don't know yet and we're trying to get to know them, or whoever it might be, it doesn't really matter, just a person or a group of people that we're not comfortable with yet, we don't know if we can trust them, we don't know what they're like, we don't know if they'll be, you know, they'll be rude to us when we share our ideas, when we share ourselves with them, or will they be nice to us or kind to us, or will they be excited for us to share ourselves with them, or will they try to put us down or push us down? So, you know, all of these calculations have to take place every single time we meet a new person. And whenever we are going into these new kind of group settings, the first thing that we do is we kind of tamp down on our natural inclination to be intense. Our natural inclination to be cheerful, perhaps, about the topics that we care about, to be talkative about the topics that we really, really care about, that we want to speak about, that no one can shut us up on, right? So for example, my new obsession currently is investing in money. And so whenever someone starts talking about it, it's very hard for me to hold back the inclination to just jump down their throat and tell them everything that I know for the next 3 hours, right? But if we are in a group setting that we're not familiar with, then, you know, we will sit there quietly, quiet as a mouse. Most people are going to be like, wow, you're really shy, or you don't speak that much. What's your opinion on the matter? Or things like that. I've been told that many times. You know, I'll go into a new group setting and they'll be looking at me. They're like, you've been sitting quietly there for a while now. Don't you have anything to say about this? And, you know, in the beginning, I'd actually feel embarrassed about that when I was younger, or I'd feel sad that I was the kind of person who had nothing to say. You know, I felt like I would actually put myself down as they did to me, because I would think, oh, maybe I don't have anything to say. Maybe I'm not an interesting person. Maybe I just have nothing good to contribute to the conversation. Maybe I have, you know, nothing interesting to say. And I would berate myself like that, and I would feel I'd feel bad about it. I'd feel bad being out in social circles because I felt like I was bringing them down. I was going to pull them down. I was going to, you know, create a boring atmosphere around them. And so I tried to stay away from that. But as I grew older, I realized that it's not that that I'm a boring person. I don't think anyone on this planet really is boring. If you've lived on the planet for even a little bit, you have all these life experiences, all these things you've done, all these people you've met, all these, you know, all these things that you've kind of garnered, these experiences that you garner, that there's no way that you could be boring. I don't think any person on this planet is boring. In fact, every single time I meet anyone new, I always think to myself, wow, you're a really interesting person. I think you should really write a book about your life, or start a blog, or do a podcast, right? So I really don't think there are boring people on this planet. It's just that they haven't had the right circumstance that allowed them to display their colorful, dynamic, active, beautiful inner universe, right? And I think that's a very important thing for INFJs, to be comfortable so we can display our inner universe, which is so vibrant and beautiful and filled with so much stuff, right? We have so many different obsessions. We're so interesting once we start talking about those obsessions. And we just have a lot to say about the subject that we care about. But until someone pulls that out of us, or until we feel comfortable enough to pull that out of ourselves, we're going to sit there quietly like a mouse, right? We're going to sit there in the corner and let everyone else speak and let everyone else pontificate and you know, blurt out whatever's going on in their lives and their minds and their thoughts. And we'll just sit there and just take it in, just take it in, just take it in. And once, hopefully once, we feel comfortable with the group, if we hang out with them enough over a period of time and we see that they're actually really good people, they're kind, they're generous, they don't berate anyone or insult anyone or make fun of anyone for sharing their opinions, you know, they're very open to all ideas and they're not narrow-minded in any way, then once we feel comfortable, then we start talking about things we care about, and then we'll start sprinkling slowly some of our own opinions. We'll start talking a little bit about what we care about, what we think about, what we want to do with our lives, and, you know, what our opinions are.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right. And at first we'll do that just as, like, you know, dipping our toes into the water and saying, okay, I'm going to share my opinion right now. Let's see how they react, right? And we're just standing back and saying, okay, I've thrown that grenade into the field. Okay, like, let's see what happens. And then, you know, maybe they'll be really open to it and they'll say, oh yeah, that's actually really interesting. And that'll kind of boost us a little bit and say, okay, these people are not so scary and they're not going to pull us down and insult us or make us feel bad about ourselves. And so we'll try to do this a couple of times, you know, sprinkle opinions here and there, see what, how the reaction is, if it's good or bad. And as soon as we feel more comfortable, we start speaking a little bit more, right? And I think it's very clear, and I've done videos on this before, where it's very clear when an INFJ is comfortable with someone or with a group of people, because they'll be very animated. In fact, they'll behave very much like an ENFP, very extroverted, like the life of the party, going from here to there, talking to everyone, asking questions, dipping into conversations, dipping out of conversations. In fact, a lot of times an INFJ is going to be mistaken for an ENFP, for an extrovert, the first time people meet them, if they've met them in a setting where they're comfortable, right? Because they might go back to another setting and be not comfortable and go back to their introverted mode, and everyone's looking at them thinking, hey, you weren't like this last time I met you, or the first time I met you. What happened, right? Are you sick? What's going on? And this happens to me again a lot of times, where they met me at an opportune time, if you want to call it, and I was very extroverted, very boisterous, you know, I was having fun, I was just like excited, I had a lot of energy, I hadn't been out for a while perhaps, or I just really was comfortable with the people, and I just felt really good in my skin, and I was very, very extroverted. And then the next time they meet me, perhaps my social battery is low, or I don't really trust the people, or I've had a bad experience with one of them, and I was very introverted. And of course, this pendulum of back and forth confuses people. So again, it depends on where you end up meeting that INFJ on the pendulum. If they end up meeting you when you were really extroverted, then they're going to think, oh, you're an extrovert. When they end up meeting you when you were an introvert and you were uncomfortable with the group or still getting used to the group, they might think that you're a boring introvert, like who doesn't know anything, doesn't do anything, is very quiet and shy and uninteresting, right? So it really depends, right? So it's very much a game of chance, because a person might end up meeting you when you were in that boisterous, awesome, exuberant mode and think, yes, this is the person I want to be friends with. And then they meet you the next time around and you're very quiet and subdued and kind of boring, according to them. And they think to themselves, who is this person? I don't want to be friends with this person, right? Fortunately, there are people out there who understand these swings because they themselves are part of these swings, right? So I have lots of friends who understand me because they themselves are not always extroverted. They have introverted moments and then they have extroverted moments, whereas there are some people out there who are literally extroverted all the time and energetic and energized and just like rah, 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 right? Cheerleader mode. And I do know people like that as well. Thankfully, you know, I've been able to either train them or make them understand that this is how I am, so they don't actually always expect me to be in that extroverted mode. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Either way, I'm not going to change depending on the person, of course. You know, I'm only going to change depending on how I feel. So I just wanted to share this video not because I wanted to say, hey, this is who we are and let's just be this way. Of course, that is a very important point. But I think the more important point is to explain yourself to the people around you. And I always do this actually now. Whenever I meet someone new, I'm always like, you know, hey, I'm an introvert. I know you probably don't think that way right now because I've been acting like an extrovert this whole time we've met. But I'm an introvert and I have moments where I'm going to disappear into my cave and not come back out for a week or two, not reply back to your messages. And I hope you're all right with that. If not, then we're not going to be able to maintain this friendship. And it really does help, because I know that a lot of my friends actually message me saying, hey, I know you're in your cave right now, but when you're out, please, I would love to meet with you. I haven't seen you in ages, right? Because I've already warned them of this. They don't feel like it's a personal slight against them. They don't think, oh, she doesn't like me anymore. Oh, she doesn't want to be friends with me anymore. Oh, I must have done something wrong, or what's going on? Why are we not talking anymore? Things like that, right? That's not what comes up. Because they already know that I'm going to disappear because I might have a depleted battery, or my work projects are looming upon me, or I'm not in the mood, right? So I wanted to kind of give you both personas. Of course, be yourself, do your thing. If you don't feel like being an extrovert, don't. If you feel like it, do it. But also explain yourself, because I think the more we explain ourselves, the more people are going to understand us, and the easier it'll be for us to make friends and to be less alone, to be less isolated. And I really think that's the mark of a healthy INFJ. Thank you so much for listening. Again, thank you so much for everything. I hope that you've had an amazing 2021. If not, I hope that you have an amazing 2022. And I'm really grateful for everything that you are, everything that you do, everything that you've been to me, all the messages and comments that I received from you, all the love. And I hope that we'll continue this relationship for a long time to come, this online relationship with our INFJ family, our extended family out in the world. Again, thank you so much, and I shall see you the next time around, next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.